Article 58. Powers. 3. Each supervisory authority shall have all of the following authorization and advisory powers. A. To advise the controller in accordance with the prior consultation procedure referred to in Article 36. B. To issue, on its own initiative or on request, opinions to the national parliament, the member state government or, in accordance with member state law, to other institutions and bodies as well as to the public on any issue related to the protection of personal data. C. To authorize processing referred to in Article 36(5), if the law of the member state requires such prior authorization. D. To issue an opinion and approve draft codes of conduct pursuant to Article 45. E. To accredit certification bodies pursuant to Article 43. F. To issue certifications and approve criteria of certification in accordance with Article 42(5). G. To adopt standard data protection clauses referred to in Article 28(8) and in point D of Article 46(2). H. To authorize contractual clauses referred to in point A of Article 46(3). I. To authorize administrative arrangements referred to in point B of Article 46(3). J. To approve binding corporate rules pursuant to Article 47. 4. The exercise of the powers conferred on the supervisory authority pursuant to this article shall be subject to appropriate safeguards, including effective judicial remedy and due process, set out in union and member state law in accordance with the Charter. 5. Each member state shall provide by law that its supervisory authority shall have the power to bring infringements of this regulation to the attention of the judicial authorities and, where appropriate, to commence or engage otherwise in legal proceedings, in order to enforce the provisions of this regulation. 6. Each member state may provide by law that its supervisory authority shall have additional powers to those referred to in paragraphs 1, 2 and 3. The exercise of those powers shall not impair the effective operation of Chapter 7.